Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Graham. Tucker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is one for one in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. Tucker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas strikes out. There goes Graham. The throw from Hegan to Boudreau, and Graham is out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is hit by the pitch. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Graham moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Doby reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostrowski covering, for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ostrowski moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ostrowski moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Joe Ostrowski. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Medlinger now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kakas strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lehner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kakas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kakas. Tucker moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Gordon scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Malloy now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Arft pinch hits for Bob Malloy. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.